Perek Vav Mishnah Zion. Porefes ala Evan, v'ala Egos, v'ala Matbeya. A woman, we mentioned in the previous Mishnah that there were Jewish women from the Arab lands that went out with this Reulos, that was this type of garment that covered their whole face and their head, except for their eyes, like the Arabs wear. So there were Jewish women that wore that also. And then we discussed that there were women from Madai that wore this Perufos. So Perufos was this type of bow that would use a string on one end and then like a stone on the other, and they would tie it together to hold up their talus or their garment. So now we're discussing in regards to the Perefes that a woman could do this tying. Perefes ala Evan, v'ala Egos, v'ala Matbea. They could use a stone, they could use a walnut or a coin as the item that they're going to use to tie this bow. So they take the strap and tie it around this stone or walnut or coin. They could use any of these things, not a problem. However, you cannot make this bow lechatchila initially on Shabbos. And they explain over here that this is only going on the coin, meaning that of course you could use a walnut and you could use a stone, but a coin you can't do it lechatchila because a coin is mukza. It's also to move it on Shabbos. So we don't want you using this coin on Shabbos, except that if it was already tied on it from Erev Shabbos, then we say, okay, fine, it's mutter to go out with it on Shabbos. Whereas with regards to a walnut or a stone, so these items they're designated before Shabbos to serve as a button, to serve as this little bow, and therefore it's not a problem. But a coin, it's hard to say that we're designating a coin as a bow, because a coin it's never going to lose its coin value, and you're going to want to bring it to the marketplace and spend it. So you can't use it initially to make this bow, you know, for Shabbos, but if it was done already before Shabbos, then we're lenient, and you could go out with it on Shabbos. So stones and walnuts, you could use lechatchila, you could set them aside for this bow mechanism, but a coin, you shouldn't do it. If it was done already before Shabbos, you could use it, but ideally, you should not. Mishnah Ches. Hakiteya, a person who's lost a foot, he had one foot cut off. Yotze Bekavshlo, he could go out with his fake foot, looks like a peg, on Shabbos. Diver of Meir, these are the words of Meir, because he considers the kav, you know, like his shoe. He can walk around with it. Rabbi Yossi Oser. Rabbi Yossi says it's prohibited for the kiteya to go out with his kav, with his peg on Shabbos, because he holds that the peg wasn't really there as a support. It was just there so that, you know, his legs should look okay, because really he was using his cane as his support. And therefore he deems this peg like a load, like something which is unnecessary, and prohibits from going out with it on Shabbos. Or some explain that even Rabbi Yossi holds it is like a shoe, but he's concerned that he might take it off and carry it, Dalet Amos. But whatever the case is, Rabbi Yossi would prohibit it, whereby Rabbi Meir would permit it. V'im yeshlo beis kibul kitutim, if this peg has a beis kibul kitutim, which means it has a receptacle to hold old, you know, rags, and they put rags in it in order that it be soft on the knee. So if it wasn't just a flat surface connected to the knee, but it actually had a receptacle to hold clothing so that the knee would rest in it softly, then we say that this peg would actually be tame, meaning it would be susceptible to tumas. It's deemed a kli. If it's just a flat surface, it's not deemed a kli, and it can't be mekabel tuma, even if it touches, you know, a mace. But if it's susceptible to, if it has a receptacle to hold clothing, then now it becomes a kli. It's not just a plain piece of wood, it's a kli. And if it were to touch tuma, it would become tame. So when it's flat, it's like a piece of wood, it can't become tame. But if it has the ability to be mekabel kitutim, then it can be susceptible to tuma. Next, smuchos shelo. If we have one nebuch who lost both of his feet, and he has these smuchos, this piece of leather or this piece of wood tied to his knees and to his thighs in order to help him walk and in order to help him lean on it. So these things are meyucha, they're specifically meant for walking and for leaning, and therefore, temein midras, if the kiteya, if this guy doesn't have legs, becomes a zav, and he is tame, then if he leans on anything like a bed, or a chair, or he rides on something, he transfers something called tumas midras, the impurity of leaning, meaning it's impurity that's transferred through leaning. So if he leans on something which is leanable, for example, a chair or a bed, then he will transfer this tumma onto his smucha. So this really is just to do with the hilchos of tumma. V'yotzen behen b'Shabbos, back to Hilchos Shabbos, he can walk out with it on Shabbos, because we deem this like a regular tachshel, like, you know, part of his clothing, and it's permitted for him to walk out with it on Shabbos. Not only that, v'nichlasen behen b'azara, he can even go into the Azara, by the base of Mikdash, with these smuchos, because even though the pasuk says that you can't go into the Har HaBayis with your shoes on, right, if they remove your shoes, here, these things are not considered his shoes, it's like his clothing, and it's permitted for him to go into the Azara on to go into the Azara in general. We don't deem them as shoes. We deem them like his regular clothing. Kizei v'smuchos shelo, if he has, you know, almost like a wheelchair that also has these smuchos, these pads that make it soft for him. So with regards to this type of chair with these type of pads, then we say Temei and Midras, that if he's a Zav and he's leaning on it, of course, they'll become Tamei, like we just explained earlier. But now, V'enyos and Pembe Shabbos, he can't go out with it on Shabbos, because since they're not attached to his body, we're afraid that he might, you know, come off of it and then carry it, Dalet Amos, or some say that in this regard, these things aren't as necessary as the previous items we mentioned, and therefore it's like a load, and he can't go out with it on Shabbos. But basically, the question is where do you draw the bar? So, in the previous items we mentioned, we said you could go out with it on Shabbos, but with this chair and these supports that come along with the chair, these things, with this regard, we don't want him walking out with it on Shabbos, lest he come to carry it. V'ein nichlasen ben ba'azara, and you can't go into the azara with it, because then we'll actually consider it like shoes, and, you know, it's more stringent. On Katman was this type of, was a picture of like a donkey that the jesters would wear on their shoulders in order to make people laugh. Or some people explain it's a mask that they used to put on to scare little kids. So these things are tahorin. They're not susceptible to tumah because they're not deemed a kli. V'ein yozen ben b'Shabbos, and therefore also you cannot go out with it on Shabbos because it's like a regular load and you'd be carrying on Shabbos. So with regards to tumah, the general principle will always be that if it's a utensil, it can be susceptible to tumah. So if it touches tumah, it becomes defiled and it becomes tamei. But if it does not, if it's not considered a kli, if it's just, you know, a slab of wood, then it's not susceptible to tumah, and therefore even if it touches a mace, it's still tahar. And that wraps up Mishnah Ches, and that which we mentioned in regards to the Midras. So the concept is that there are different ways to transfer impurity, to transfer Tumah. It could be under a Oel, under a tent. It could be through Maga, through touching. It could be through Masa, through carrying. So Mishan is just another type of transference of Tumah. And if a Zav is leaning on a leanable item, meaning he leans on a chair, he leans on a bed, then he could transfer tumah. Whereas if he just leans on a wall, he doesn't transfer the tumah into the wall. So if he leans on something which is leanable, then he transfers tumah, and that's the concept of tumas midrash.